So hello. I am pretty excited today. I'm going to introduce you to someone that's actually she's a little bit new to me. And I know some of you who listen to the show, I get that some people I've interviewed I've known 15 years. And I invited Miriam Wiedemann on the show. She's a galactic astrologer from Germany. She's in Berlin, I think, right? Is that right, Miriam?
Yes, that's right, Erica. Yeah, I
And
work from Berlin.
Did I say your name okay?
You did.
I said it
Very
really
good.
fast, just in case.
No, it's perfect.
Just maybe let's just start with even what is a galactic astrologer? Like, what does that term even mean? It's kind of exciting.
Yeah. Thank you, Erica. I'm talking about this with great passion because galactic astrology is such a great tool for the times ahead. But it is actually an ancient science, and it's rooted deeply in a wisdom of what we all know as astrology. In galactic astrology, I do not only look at the alignments of the planets in our solar system, but I take a look further into our Milky Way, and I include some of the fixed stars in your astro chart and their connection with the planets of our solar system in our birth chart. So this gives even more information and how we came into this world. And we find amazing and wondrous stories about our very ancient ancestors in the Milky Way. And
That's so interesting.
yes. And also very old memories of the soul that rise up in our consciousness when we do galactic astrology, because the
So
fixed stars.
tell me, make it a little bit more practical so I understand it. Like, so let's just take Miriam, for instance. Like, what's
Yes.
something you found out about you by studying your own charts?
So I found out, and this was a validation because I felt this for a very long time. I am connected to the fixed star system of Alpha Centauri of and so I would say that I am a star seed from Alpha Centauri, and those beings are very much interested in in the evolution of our planet. They are scientists, they are researchers, they are great teachers, and they help us to understand how we can develop our society in a more technical form, but they are also very spiritual. And
Oh,
they have.
interesting. That kind of matches the audience because I think a lot of the people who come to this show have like the spiritual thing, but like me also really enjoy studying difficult topics. And my cat's
Yeah.
having a little party right now. He's like,
Oh, great.
he's saying hello, by the way. I don't have my video on, but he's saying hello. His name is Sapphire. And one, I had a reading once where they said I was speaking. Is that the
Yes.
same science?
No, speakins are very, very special and very rare, I have to say. Speakins come from the star system Virgo,
Yeah.
There aren't many souls incarnated from speaker. I would say just a few thousand on the whole planet. So you're a very rare star seed, Erica.
I've always known I was different. You know, it's so funny. I remember I learned that in 2017, and then I had it done by someone else 3 or 4 years later because I wanted someone else to say this, and they did. They validated it. And as I read everything, like you said, it's so interesting when you learn these things about yourself, and then they go, "Oh, that makes so much sense,"
Exactly.
or "That explains why I have to interview people and share their light with the world." Like it's not, I just have to, like I can't not, you know what I mean?
Yes, as a speaker, you are very much into, also you might be introverted, but you are a spiritual seeker, and
Yes.
you might have a lifestyle or a life that is very holistic. So we were talking about combining technology and spirituality and a search for wisdom. So that is a very typical beacon trait, I'd say.
So
And
when you talk about astrology, I think I'm going to tell you something kind of funny. So I worked for newspapers for a long time as a news reporter, and this one guy, he told me he would edit. He didn't believe in astrology, so when it came in, you know how newspapers have like your daily astrology reports or something? He would edit them down so they all look the same. Oh, ye of little faith.
exactly.
So what made me just counteract that by like let's say so it seems like this kind of information would be really helpful to someone like 18 to 25 as well, don't you think?
Yes, definitely, because it makes, as you said, there are so many clients when I read their charts and they go like, oh, I knew it. It is always such a confirmation for what they have felt for a long time. And what happens in my sessions and what touches me deeply every time that their galactic gifts are being activated because they get reconnected with their soul family. And this is so empowering for so many of them. So natural gifts they have brought from their lifelong travels in the galact in our galaxy, they bring to Earth, and they want to live it. They want to give this gift to the world, and it is so needed. So this information is such an expansion to what we have in this 3D world anyways. It is just
Absolutely.
so important.
I don't think my I'm just talking about like young people, or maybe I don't really believe we're taught well how to honor our gifts, or even be like we aren't told to pat ourselves on the back. There's so much fear of standing out, being the tall puppy. And maybe just talk a little bit about that, like, 'cause I loved the one you just said, it helps us activate gifts. That really touched me.
Yes, because we bring a lot of our tele abilities, as I say, like teleportation, telekinesis, you name it, and also our psychic gifts, our intuition. We talk about intuition now. We haven't been talking about it for a long time. We were very science focused. And now intuition comes into play, and I would like to take it a bit even further. I would like to take it galactic, if you want, because this is what we bring in as star seeds. And it is something that is very natural to us, and we haven't been taught about it at all. I haven't been.
There's so little written. It's fascinating to me. And when you were just talking right there, I was kind of shown that songs might be a good way, like doing some kind of conscious songwriting or some kind of like,
This is all channeling,
yeah.
if we write a song, if we paint a picture, when we write a poem, when we speak light language, when we just intuitively tap into the field of someone dear to us, this is all channeling. And yes, we should do that more often. We should practice it, and we should honor it, and we should enhance it, because it is going to be very important for us in the coming years when our society, when our world goes galactic, and we will do. And it is a question how we do it consciously. Do we
I'm
try?
Miriam, I think you're gonna have to explain even a little bit more what going galactic, what, because honestly, let's say someone is sort of like was tuning out And then they tune back in because you said something really interesting. But then they're like, what is going galactic? So maybe just help those who are interested and don't quite grasp it.
Yes, I love to, because this is one of my favorite topics as well. You know, we have entered into a very interesting space time, let's say, regarding channeling, because it is activated in such a large scale we haven't experienced in a very long time. And I think it is a co-creative cosmic process, I believe. You know, it is supported through natural phenomena. Our Earth passes through the photon belt. We have entered a new solar cycle in the end of 2019. We have the accelerating movement of the North Magnetic Pole. This all enhances our abilities, and also it shows our galactic families that we are that we are preparing for this quantum jump, let's say, this quantum leap, because they are all waiting for us. They are waiting for us to raise our consciousness so far that we can step into contact with them, with in conscious contact with them.
That's really interesting. So maybe just share a little bit about the experience. Like, what's the process when someone reaches out to you? Like, what are some steps that get taken when you work with people and help them in this manner?
The first step is that I do their natal chart. I run their chart in a very classical manner. And then I look at the fixed stars that are aligned with the planets. And I tap into their Akashic records to find the way, the journey they did to come to Earth at this time and at this time. And for me, an astro chart is like, you know, a portal, or let's say a stargate. And I tap into their eons old story of their
Wow.
soul.
Wow, that is so beautiful. It seems almost, Miriam, like I almost see it like you're holding a magic wand because it feels like a person could learn something and then just change, do you know?
Yes.
Because either by self-accepting or like for me, it was just when I found out that I was this beacon. Like,
Yes.
first of all, at that point, there was almost nothing written about it. And now there's been a little bit more, but it's
Not
still very little.
much.
Yeah, it's still very little. There's a little bit more about, like, I think, is it Arcturian or something? There's a
Yeah,
little
there
bit
is
more
both.
information.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, but for me, it was just this, like, well, in my human experience, like with my biological family, they could never quite get me. Right?
Exactly.
And
Yes.
so then of course I made friends with nice, beautiful, light people that come on the show and that like we write books together and we just like collaborate and we do podcasts together and we help each other and they help me and I help them. And it's like I made a beautiful, different family from that. And maybe just talk a little bit about that. Like what happens when we learn more about ourselves and how to connect with that higher. It's almost like a map or something.
For me, it is like a homecoming, actually, because this lifelong feeling of homesickness, of not belonging, of something feeling off, and maybe also this feeling, what am I doing here with all those people?
Why
Why
did I choose this?
do not get me at all? And then you reconnect with your star family, and as I said, what happens that it's not only that you start tapping into your galactic gifts, as I call them, but you also start connecting with like-minded star seeds. It is like there is something unlocked in ourselves that was hidden for a long time. And now we start spreading this information, and it flows outwards and it flows back to us. So it is a co-creative process, I think, which we are starting.
I think I feel the light on the planet, but then also sometimes I also see some of the darkness or some of the judgment or some of the stuff that makes my skin crawl. And so maybe just share with me, like, someone who is as sensitive as probably most of the listeners are, what are some strategies for navigating being so sensitive and knowing so much or having so much, you know what I mean? Like just being able to see beyond what everybody else can see.
Yes, this is really quite a challenge, I agree, especially when we start tapping into our powers. That it can be quite overwhelming. So what I suggest is that we always have to ground ourselves on Earth. That's why we came here. We came here to connect with Mother Earth, and she is helping us to ground here and to stay here, because we came here for a reason. We came here for a mission. And this is something we have to keep in mind. We have come here to help change the world, help usher in new Earth, as I call it. And we are all together. And this consciousness of not being alone here, also it might have felt for a long time, this is at least helping me a lot. So grounding Earth, knowing that we are here for a reason, and connecting with all the others, the star family members that are here, like you.
I love it. Thank you so much, Miriam. I'm so glad you took the time to come to the show. How can we reach you and find out more?
Thank you, Erica. It was a pleasure talking to you. You can find me on my website, miriam-wiedemann.de. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook too.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, Erica, for having me. Galactic greetings to all.